Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Despite all the hype, it sure looks like the same old Panthers. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Our old friend Mick Mixon, erstwhile sidekick to Woody Durham and the nine-year voice of the Carolina Panthers, was on the radio last week calling the upcoming game in Buffalo an absolute must-win for the NFL Cats. But Mick, it's only the second week of the season, and a must-win? Mixon, by now the beloved ambassador for the franchise, was saying what a lot of people not employed by the team have been saying, that the Panthers need to put up a shut-up or maybe even pull up stakes and move to L.A., which is looking to re-enter the NFL. The Panthers have not been very good since John Fox left unhappily following a Super Bowl trip in 2003 and another NFC Championship game 2 years later. Fox is now in Denver coaching Peyton and Wes Welker. The Panthers had dropped to 2-14, the worst record in the league with the worst offense. And as impossible as it seems, they have not been able to replace Jake Delhomme as a quarterback and winner. New coach Ron Rivera must win this season or be gone, and controversial Cam Newton is approaching afterthought status with Andrew Luck, Colin Kaepernick, and Russell Wilson, the new darling QBs. So how have the Panthers started? Disheartening is the word that comes to mind. They lost a close one to Seattle, a popular pick to win the Super Bowl, which in itself was not so bad. But D'Angelo Williams fumbled in the red zone in the closing minutes as they snatched defeat from the jaws of a potential upset. Going to Buffalo for their second game and facing a far more formidable schedule after that caused Mixon to slap the must-win tag on the game. How they lost makes their 0-2 record conjure up poor starts in the last two seasons. Leading 23-16 in the final seconds, the Panthers made a hero of Bills rookie quarterback C.J. Manuel with .02 showing on the clock. They bailed out the ex-FSU star who had turned the ball over twice earlier, and they did it in the most Panther-esque way as two defenders bumped into each other and blew the coverage, leaving Stevie Johnson alone in the corner of the end zone to catch Manuel's floater that you and I could have caught. On the radio, Mixon aptly described it as a heartbreaker. And you know what happens when your heart is broken. Most people aren't going to let you get that close again. This is Archansky. See ya.